So Kyle Arrington's still Christmas shopping, he just told us. Please tell me, Rob, that you're done your Christmas shopping for the year.
No.
Oh.
Didn't finish up, so I'll be out there, you know, fighting people, stuff like that, in the parking lots, stuff like that.
I would not want to run into you. I don't want to run into Rob Ninkovich for a parking spot. I think I'd probably just yield and say, you know what, Rob, go ahead. You can have this spot. I'll go down and park in the X lot 7 miles down the road.
That's what I grew the beard out for, just so, you know, I was a little scary.
Well, it worked because something came up on that defense yesterday, and you guys came out with what looked like one of your best efforts of the year. Anything signal that as you were practicing this week?
Well, you know, I think, you know, this week we really just emphasized, you know, the better we're prepared for this game, the more execution we do on the practice field, you know, the more confidence and the faster we're going to play, you know, come game time. So, again, I think that it really started, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, just, you know, I had a great feeling about practice. We were running around executing well. Everyone was doing their job. So, you know, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you mentioned in the Tom Curran piece, you're quoted as saying, coming over in on the bus ride here, I felt great. I knew we were going to beat these guys. You know, you talk about the gestures from the fans and how confident you were, and you just mentioned practice. Do you always have that feeling, Rob? Was this a different feeling than usual because of the week of preparation heading into Baltimore?
Well, yeah, I think in the Miami game, you know, we let that one go. We didn't finish that game on defense, taste their mouth. And, you know, we played the Ravens a lot since I've been here. And, you know, it's a team that we know well. You know their concepts. We've played them a bunch in the past. Watch, you just throw on a tape of them and just see the things that they do well. So, you know, just going out there having a good game plan and executing the game plan, you know, that's what it's all about. So, again, I think having a great week of preparation helped us execute in the game. And then, you know, also, you know, playing those guys, it's motivating in itself just because, you know, it's not like you're playing your best friends out there.
Is part of that motivation the fact that the game's been physical and lately, and was that a point of emphasis amongst the guys, is to get more physical with Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, every time we play them, it's always a physical game. You know, I'm very sore today. It's just the way it is. You know, I could, when you look at the schedule to start the season, I just know like this is going to be a tough game. And, you know, we always play tough. We always play each other tough. So, you know, again, it's always a good game, and I was happy that we were able to go out there and perform well for four quarters.
Rob Ninkovich joining us. You guys made as a defense Joe Flacco look really, really bad, especially in that first half to get, you know, out to that 17-0 lead there, Rob. Do you think he was affected by the left knee, the brace he was wearing? The commentators on TV, you know, Phil Simms seemed to think that bothered him throughout that game. Going against him, did you think that was an issue for Flacco, that knee brace and his injury?
Yeah, I think he was having some issues just because of his, you know, usually he can run a little bit. And, you know, a couple times we were trying to just break the pocket and get him uncomfortable to try and move a little bit. And when he did try and scramble, I was able to just catch him pretty quick. So, you know, I think that the knee or the brace was giving him some type of issue, yeah.
Was this game plan more aggressive in terms of play calling than usual?
No, you know, we always have a certain amount of pressure calls that we have. And, you know, I think that when we did call those, we did a good job. You know, Kyle did a great job, you know, coming off the edge there. And that all comes from everyone doing their jobs. You know, trying to get your guy one-on-one and just hold him so he can come off the edge there. And, you know, the whole line is stunting away from him. So it was a good timing play there. And, you know, he was able to get in there and take him down. So, and then, you know, on that fourth and one stop, you know, Silver, he did a great job on that play, just crashing down into that center and just had, there was no place for Rice to go on that. So, you know, again, I think Silver did a great job for us on the interior.
You know, it goes back to the media. You talked about it. Brady talked about it. Apparently Belichick reminded you guys a couple hours before the game, nobody picked you. Another thing everyone has talked about this year is the play of Dante Hightower. You know, you play right alongside him, Rob, and he seemed to be as active as he's been all year. In that game yesterday, had a tip of a pass that was a huge play for your defense. He was involved in the run. He was involved in covering Dixon and Pitta at times. Did you see something different from Dante Hightower this last week or couple of weeks that led to what we saw watching that game yesterday?
I think, you know, he's had a great year here for just transitioning and being more confident on the field. You know, again, when he's out there, he's making the calls. You know, I think that as the season has progressed, he's become more comfortable with doing that, receiving the calls, making checks, giving everyone the communication, which, you know, with Mayo not out there, that was huge. It was just the whole communication issue of making sure everybody's on the same page, on the same coverage, and running the same play. So, again, you know, Hy has progressed throughout the year. I think he's doing great. And, you know, you just got to continue here through the rest of the year.
Rob, did the movie help? Because if so, you should get a ticket every week.
Yeah. We wish we can go to the movies every Friday.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm sure that's not the case.
Nope. Yeah, well, whatever.
Old Bill.
Yeah. Hey, you know, every once in a while he pulls one of those things out and
yeah, he surprises you.
Yeah. Scratch your head and say, "Well, and what?" But
all right, yeah, we'll go.
Yeah,
does he? Rob, you're a captain now. Does he talk to you guys beforehand? Does he tell the captains before he tells the team that we're gonna have a change up? We're gonna go see the fighter. We're gonna go see Lone Survivor. Are you guys consulted about that stuff?
No, actually, I mean, we had no idea. So he kept that to himself and just said, "Hey, we're gonna go watch something." So it was cool.
I get you out on this, you know. You were on the sideline for a lot of this there at the end of the half, but there was a period of time where I think it was 6 out of 8 plays there was a penalty call between the offense and the special teams. And just I was trying to imagine as a player when a officiating crew, Rob, calls that many penalties, does it affect the game? You know, does a multitude of flags like that, does it change the rhythm of the game? Is it hard to get into any sort of rhythm when a crew is constantly calling penalties, whether you're on the field or on the sideline for that stretch of time?
I mean, sometimes, yeah, there could be some issue there with just, you know, because they're coming together, they're trying to get it right, which it's understandable for those guys to want to make sure everything is perfect. But, you know, again, you just got to deal with it. It is what it is. You know, you got to deal with it, and, you know, whatever flags are thrown, you know, they're trying to throw the flags fairly and just get everything right. So again, I just think that as a player, you just got to be mentally tough and just get used to things happening that are out of your control, because that's what football is all about.
Well, you need that mental toughness fighting for a parking spot today. If you see him get out of his way, he's Rob Ninkovich of the Patriots. Rob,
guys, take care.
Appreciate the time as always. Rob Ninkovich joining us. Merry Christmas.